From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British police say they have made an arrest in connection with Friday's rush hour bomb attack on a London subway train. Authorities say the 18-year-old man was arrested in the port area of Dover Saturday morning, which is a major ferry port for travel between Britain and France. Britain has raised its terror threat level after the attack claimed by the Islamic State. Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, that's the independent organisation which is responsible for setting the threat level on the basis of available intelligence, has now decided to raise the national threat level from severe to critical.
And at least 29 people were wounded in the IED that was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. U.S. President Donald Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. He made the remark during a speech to military personnel and their families at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C.
America and our allies will never be intimidated. We will defend our people, our nations, and our civilization from all who dare to threaten our way of life.
And the NATO Secretary General has said on Twitter that North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of UN resolutions and a major threat to the international peace and security, which demands a global response. At the United Nations, the Security Council condemned the missile that flew over Japan. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country wants to match the military force of the United States and vowed to complete his nuclear program. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Turkish prime minister has warned that the Iraqi Kurdish plan to hold an independence referendum was a grave mistake and said the Iraqi Kurdistan regional president has called for the referendum on September 25th in a semi-autonomous area. Turkey, which borders the Iraqi Kurdish region, has strong ties with Barzani, but it's been stepping up its pressure to call off the vote. Some 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State since August 25th, when insurgents attacked police posts, killing at least 12 people. Since then, aid groups have struggled with an increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. Vivian Tan is with the UN Refugee Agency.
The obvious risk is that people don't get the assistance they need, and that we could see a second wave of health problems and even death. These people are already very weak, haven't walked for days.
Rohingya Muslims have been fleeing what they say is a long-term persecution in Myanmar, but the speed of their exit combined with the scale of the latest crisis is unprecedented. Protests in St. Louis, Missouri, sparked by the acquittal of a white police officer in the U.S. charged with murder and the death of a black man, escalated into acts of vandalism Friday night. Police say 23 people were arrested, 9 police were injured in skirmishes with protesters. Jason Stockley, a former St. Louis police officer, had been charged with the fatal shooting of Anthony Lamar Smith after a car chase in December 2011. Prosecutors also alleged that Stockley planted a gun on Smith's body. Prosecutors said the gun had only Stockley's DNA on it. The mayor released a statement Friday urging compassion despite differing opinions on the acquittal. Starting Monday, world leaders will gather for their annual UN meetings in New York, where U.S. President Trump will make his debut on the UN stage. Mr. Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, has a preview of what the president's message will be to the U.N. General Assembly.
The president will express support for Secretary General Guterres' reform efforts. The United Nations, of course, holds tremendous potential to realize its founding ideals, but only if it's run more efficiently and effectively.
And President Trump's Tuesday speech likely will be widely watched, not least of all by the North Korean delegation, which, because of the seating rotation in the hall, has drawn a front row seat this year. The UN just recently expanded sanctions on Pyongyang after their latest missile test. UN leaders and analysts will be listening to Mr. Trump for the views on several issues, including climate change, the war in Syria, and whether the U.S. will pull out of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.